KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high around 42 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, an early morning raid Sunday at a residence in rural Guthrie County resulted in one arrest and the confiscation of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 53-year-old Dennis Carroll Glenn was arrested on felony charges of manufacturing methamphetamine, 5 grams or less, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third offense, possession of a precursor, lithium, possession of a precursor, anhydrous ammonia, and possession of a precursor, pseudoephedrine. Glenn also faces aggravated misdemeanor charges of possession of marijuana, third offense, prohibited acts, and a simple misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Guthrie County Jail on $100,000 bond. The arrest followed the execution of a search warrant at Glenn's residence about 5 miles southwest of Guthrie Center. That search was conducted by deputies with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and Reserves, Guthrie Center Police, the Audubon County K-9 Unit, and Greene County Sheriff's Deputies. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Monday that a Northwest Iowa man had been arrested Saturday on drug charges. 40-year-old Howard Reed Wright of Estherville was arrested at around 1:30 p.m. Saturday on charges of possession of marijuana, third offense, and possession of a controlled substance, Xanax. Wright was cited for the offenses and was scheduled to appear in court December the 8th. And 50-year-old Robert Charles Atkinson of Atlantic was arrested Thursday night on a charge of public intoxication, third offense. The charge stemmed from an incident which allegedly occurred at an Audubon business. Atlantic police said yesterday two accidents occurred over the holiday weekend, one of which resulted in minor injuries. An accident Thursday afternoon at 8th and Mulberry Streets caused $3,700 damage, but no one was hurt. Officials say a vehicle driven by Christina Russell of Atlantic was backing out of a parking stall at the Valley View Apartments when her car struck the passenger side of a vehicle traveling west on 8th Street. The driver of the other vehicle was identified as Calvin Krause of Atlantic. Russell was cited for moving a vehicle backward onto a highway. The second accident in Atlantic happened Saturday morning near the Nishna Valley YMCA. Authorities say vehicles driven by Austin Van Arnhem and Ann Darrow of Atlantic were traveling south on Lynn Street just before 8 a.m. and approaching the entrance to the YMCA. Van Arnhem failed to stop in time and ran into the back of Darrow's vehicle, causing a total of $3,100 damage. Darrow and a passenger in her car complained of neck pain and were checked out by medevac personnel but refused transport to the hospital. Van Arnhem was cited for failure to maintain control. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday numerous arrests and a couple of accidents had taken place over the past few weeks. Most recently, on November the 20th, 34-year-old David Allen Keaton of Sydney was arrested on two counts of simple domestic abuse, simple assault, and obstruction of emergency communications charges. Keaton appeared in court November 21st and was released on bond. Also on November 20th, Jacob Welchens of Farragut suffered minor injuries during an accident on Mantee Road. Officials say Welchens was driving a vehicle east on Mantee when he swerved to miss a deer. His Chrysler PT Cruiser entered a ditch and rolled once, coming to rest at its top. Welchens was transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center for treatment of his injuries. The Iowa Department of Transportation has received more than $5.2 million in federal funds to help repair or rebuild highways damaged by this summer's flooding. The funds announced Monday come from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration's Emergency Relief Program for damage to highways in western Iowa from the Missouri River flooding and flash flooding in eastern Iowa. Senator Tom Harkin said the funds will reimburse the state for funds already paid. More than $4.2 million will go toward repairs of highways in western Iowa and include Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties. About $931,000 will go to projects in Dubuque and Jackson counties in eastern Iowa. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Megan Roberts reports the deadline to nominate someone for the annual Angels of Christmas Award has been extended until December 2nd. Each year, the Atlantic Area Chamber and Stiefel Nicholas sponsor the awards to give thanks and recognize area residents who symbolize the true meaning of the season. Roberts said the awards are given for a number of reasons. Angels may give in true Christmas spirit all year long, but put others before self. They're very generous or just madly in love with the holidays and show it in some way, shape, or form. Roberts says they usually have multiple nominations for recipients because there are so many out there who have been affected by the recipient's holiday spirit. Nominations are submitted in writing to the chamber by the first Friday in December, from which two are designated as Angels of Christmas. The honor is bestowed during the Christmas in Atlantic holiday concert. This year, it's being held on December the 10th at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The Angels of Christmas receive Atlantic cash and an angel figurine in appreciation for their positive attitude of giving. Some past recipients have included Dr. Keith Swanson, Eleanor Hoover, Bart and Bev Webb, and the Caring for Coal Club. To nominate an angel, you could submit a brief essay by December 2nd to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 102 Chestnut Street. You can do that in person, through the mail, or by email to chamber@atlanticiowa.com. The Iowa Christmas Tree Growers Association loaded up to 80 trees Monday at the Iowa State Fairgrounds to be sent to U.S. service members in the Trees for Troops program. And the executive director, Jan Pachuski, says it's an annual tradition the growers look forward to.
We've been doing this since 2005. We started this as a project to National Christmas Tree Growers as a way to say thank you to our military people for all of the service and things that they do for the United States.
The growers bring in the trees and FedEx donates the shipping.
They started way back in October by shipping trees over into Europe and Iran and Afghanistan for the military people over in there. And then the trucks and things they give their service to us for hauling trees in the United States here to the different bases.
Pachevsky says it's been a popular program.
We get a lot of good response back, and we get a lot of response even from people that have families that are in the military that they really feel that it's a good cause and that they're very happy that we are doing this for their families. And even people that don't have anybody in the military, when they hear what we've been doing for them, are very appreciative and will sometimes help us by donating trees or money to help for some of the expenses that we do have.
Pachuski says that growers in the U.S. have a goal of reaching 100,000 trees since the start of the program in 2005, and she says she believes they'll get close to that goal this year. There are just over 100 choose-and-cut Christmas tree farms in Iowa with close to 1,500 acres in tree production. Approximately 39,000 trees are harvested annually across the state. This year, trees were donated by dozens of tree farms, including the Horse Creek Farm in the southwest Iowa community of Sidney. The mayors of Omaha and Council Bluffs have settled a friendly wager over the Iowa-Nebraska football game to mark the Cornhuskers' 20-7 win over the Hawkeyes last Friday. Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannafin, his staff, and Habitat for Humanity in Council Bluffs will build a house in Omaha. Omaha Mayor Jim Suttle said Monday the construction will start December 17th, and he and Omaha volunteers will lend a hand. Suttle will also collect household items for a family moving into a Habitat for Humanity house in Council Bluffs on December the 10th. The mayors placed their bet on November 18th on the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge over the Missouri River. If Iowa had won, Suttle would have headed to Council Bluffs to build a Habitat for Humanity house. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, American Airlines' parent company is seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company is trying to unload massive debt built up by years of rising jet fuel prices and labor struggles. American says it'll continue normal flight service during the reorganization process. An American man held in Aruba and the presumed death of a Maryland woman is getting out of jail today. A judge ruled that authorities can't justify holding Gary Giordano any longer. Giordano and Robin Gardner were on a five-day trip to the island when she disappeared. Investigators still consider him a suspect. A Pakistani general is calling the NATO attack that killed 24 Pakistani troops a deliberate act of aggression. The general says the Pakistani army is debating whether to cooperate with the U.S. investigation into Saturday's incident on the Afghan-Pakistan border. And doctors in Norway say the man who's admitted to carrying out a mass bombing and shooting that killed 77 people last July was insane at the time. A psychiatric evaluation ordered by an Oslo court also found that Anders Breivik was psychotic. Prosecutors say he should be sent to a psychiatric ward instead of prison. A panel of forensic psychiatrists will review that diagnosis. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, 74-year-old Fred Dwayne Meyer of Persia died Friday at Allegiant Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Fred Meyer will be held today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Gail Dolch, a lifelong Cass and Montgomery County farmer, died Friday at the Heritage House Health Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Gail Dolch will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 71-year-old Ronald Carl Thrain of Harlan died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Ronald Thrain will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 71-year-old Robert N. Hatfield of Hamlin and formerly of Panora died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Hatfield will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 75-year-old Walter A. Kilworth of Exira died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Walter Kilworth will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. And 92-year-old Helen Tam of Panora died Wednesday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.